Thank you for tuning in to the Fly Mastery Podcast, where our goal is to provide tools, resources, and insights that empowers driven individuals to become the masters of their financial independence journey. I'm Peter Donisanu.
And in today's podcast, we're going to tackle the question of why you should care about a recession. Many people already know that a recession is a bad thing, but are you aware of how a recession could affect your wealth building ability? We recorded this podcast because we believe that some people may be underappreciating the risks of an economic downturn that's already underway. This is important because a recession could negatively affect your ability to create, grow, and preserve wealth over the long term. Today, we'll cover the data points that are signaling a recession and why we believe that a recovery may take longer than some people expect. We'll also talk through some of the risks to your wealth and how you can take advantage of some opportunities as the recession plays out. At the end of our time together, my hope is that you have a better understanding of some of the steps you can take today to create and grow wealth in the current environment. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. So why should you care whether the U.S. economy is in a recession? Data released in April showed that economic growth contracted at its worst rate in years. By many measures, growth in the second quarter is likely to come in at an even more disappointing rate. With unemployment spiking and various leading indicators still in decline, there's little doubt that a recession has arrived. An important question today is how deep this recession will be and how long it will last. Now, beyond being an intriguing subject for economists and pundits in the media, how is this economic downturn relevant to your life? Well, even if you're fortunate enough to remain employed or your income has not been affected, a recession is still likely to impact many aspects of your wealth building ability, most notably your ability to create and grow wealth. More specifically, an economic downturn can affect your earnings ability, your investment returns, and the long-term purchasing power of your wealth. Therefore, understanding the risks and opportunities related to a recession should be your primary wealth management goal. Hunkering down and waiting for the moment to pass could end up being a costly mistake that ends up putting you miles away from your important financial goals. To be sure, we believe that taking a proactive posture during this time of economic and market uncertainty is crucial if your aim is to use your money today to pursue your life's passions and purpose tomorrow. Characterizing current labor market conditions as bad would be an understatement. In the past 2 months, over 36 million people have filed for unemployment. And government data last week showed that national unemployment spiked to 14.7% in April. There's no doubt that efforts to mitigate the effects of the coronavirus have effectively shut down the economy and have fueled today's labor market pains. An important debate today is how long this downturn will last. On the one hand, some argue that we should expect a V-shaped recovery or a quick bounce in U.S. economic growth during the second half of the year. Pent-up demand is the rationale for this position, and that is the idea that households will be just as eager to consume today as they were right before the quarantine measures went into effect. The argument on the other side of the recession debate suggests that growth will take much longer to normalize. How is this so? Well, the reason is that the trajectory of the recovery is more likely to take a low and slow U-shaped path rather than the expected V-shaped bounce. Under such a scenario, it's likely that the start of an economic rebound won't take place until late next year. So what does this mean in terms of your ability to create and grow wealth? Academic arguments aside, we believe that understanding whether the economic growth is coming or going may better enable you to prepare for risks and set you up for opportunities to create and grow your wealth in the months ahead. In late March, there was some hope that the economic impact from quarantine efforts would be short-lived. That's when Congress pushed through a $2 trillion stimulus bill aimed at helping small firms and households stay solvent. At the time, there was also hope that flattening the curve and news of some promising drug treatments to address the coronavirus outbreak would quickly put the matter to bed. Today, however, many indicators show that the economic and health situations may not be as short-lived as once hoped. For example, the Paycheck Protection Program was established by Congress with the hope of keeping small businesses alive. And while demand for PPP loans was strong at the outset, it eventually became clear that the financial support did not entirely reach its intended audience. Reports of large corporations receiving funds meant to help small businesses swarmed headlines as stimulus money ran dry. Now, Congress pushed through a second bill in April to provide additional support to small businesses. However, the rules specific to loan forgiveness were ambiguous in nature and left business owners with more questions than answers. The result was reluctance among some business owners to apply for this much-needed financial relief. lack of clarity surrounding one aspect of the CARES Act has brought into question the overall effectiveness of fiscal policy measures. And what's there to say about healthcare policies? Well, curve flattening has indeed worked in some localities. Even so, coronavirus dangers could linger for longer across much of the U.S. We're heartened by reports that cities hit hard by the coronavirus, like New York and New Orleans, are seeing a decline in reported cases thanks to quarantine efforts. At a national level, however, COVID-19 cases continue to rise, and the lack of a coordinated national policy response could lead to a perpetual game of whack-a-mole. This comes as some cities and states across the U.S. remain shuttered, while others reopen for business. This uneven containment effort is quite striking given that a vaccine for the coronavirus is still months away and its efficacy remains in question. The point is that economic growth is likely to stumble even further as businesses reopen in the coming weeks. In the U.S. and around the world, the coronavirus continues to wreak havoc with what seems like nothing to stop it. Cities once considered to have eradicated COVID-19 are again shutting down as the second wave of the outbreak looms. Add to this the waning effects of fiscal stimulus and the ongoing gridlock on Capitol Hill, the point here is that it's hard to make a case for a rapid economic rebound. There's little question that the data overwhelmingly reinforce the point that a recession has arrived. What's more, evidence is mounting that the economy will not bounce back as quickly as people had hoped. These factors mark a significant departure from what had been the status quo at the beginning of the year. And what this means is that the threats lurking to challenge the way you go about creating, growing, and preserving financial wealth will increase in the coming months. For example, what was supposed to be only temporary, now layoffs are turning more permanent. This is evidenced in a rising number of firms announcing layoffs. And these aren't just restaurants or retailers paring back jobs. The reports are more and more coming from work-from-home, white-collar employers. What this means is that income, a key component for building enduring wealth, is likely to be less stable for an increasing number of people in the coming months. The new reality is that the recession may be worse than initially planned, and it's also likely to put downward pressure on your investments. In fact, the pullback in asset prices this week partly happened because of this realization. Risk assets had a strong run recently, with tech stocks up in some cases reclaiming their losses for the year. We've been arguing, however, that the run-up in stock prices has been a bit premature. Adding to this point, the rally has made some investors complacent to risks and put them in a spot susceptible to a sharp market pullback. Another issue that you should be concerned with is the risk of long-term inflation running hotter than expected. The sheer magnitude of monetary and fiscal stimulus efforts currently underway are likely to put downward pressure on the long-term value of the US dollar. What this means is that your retirement or savings plans may need to be adjusted as potentially faster inflation eats into your longer-term purchasing power. So how can you better prepare for income and market-related issues we just covered? Well, along with these risks, the recession is also likely to bring you some opportunities. These include increasing your ability to stand out in a crowded marketplace and more opportunities to increase your investment rate of return. When handled with care, these risks could eventually turn into opportunities that set your wealth up for long-term gains. So where to begin? Well, to start, we recommend using today's economic setback as a potential setup to take your income earnings ability to the next level. Various indicators suggest that layoffs and business bankruptcies will continue into the months ahead. Even so, we recommend finding ways to remind your employer or your clients of the value that you bring to the table. To this end, we suggest taking the time to shore up your professional skills or rework how you're delivering value to your clients in a post-COVID world. Indeed, showing the value you bring to the table and demonstrating a willingness to up your game in this challenging environment may work to your benefit. Doing so may even garner you more favor with your employer or with your clients and thus enable you to preserve your income throughout this uncertain economic time. Now, when it comes to investing, we believe that there are opportunities to be had in financial markets, but investors must be patient. Large cap stocks have rallied from their March lows. However, this move is largely due to a rally in tech stocks. More specifically, some big tech names were a recent stone's throw away from recouping this year's losses. Even so, we believe that today's risk asset rally has been predicated on investors' misplaced expectations of a V-shaped economic recovery. Certainly for some investors, the reality is quickly setting in that a prolonged, uneven economic environment is on the horizon. Given few positive catalysts, growing political disharmony, and expensive asset valuations, we believe that markets are ripe for a pullback. In light of this outlook, you may have a chance in the coming weeks to maximize your risk-adjusted returns. Doing so may not only lead to potentially higher rates of return, but also better protect your savings from the ravages of inflation. Any illusions of a quick fix to the coronavirus outbreak are fading fast. This new reality, paired with waning confidence in fiscal policies, suggests economic conditions are likely to worsen in the coming weeks. Even so, we believe that you can take some steps right now to improve your ability to build enduring wealth. This begins when you have a thorough understanding of some of the risks and opportunities that lie waiting amidst a recession. Hunkering down and expecting today's events simply to pass will not only cost you, and may also put you farther away from your important financial goals. That's why we believe that you'll need to take a proactive posture right now to create and grow your wealth if your true aim is to pursue your life's passions and purpose. This includes maximizing your value to others and making your money work for you throughout this time of economic and market uncertainty. Well, that's it for now. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the FI Mastery podcast. To learn more about our research, visit us at FIMastery.com or email us at questions@franklinmadisonadvisors.com. Until next time, I'm Peter Donisanu, wishing you and yours abundant health and prosperity as you pursue your own financial independence journey.
FI Mastery podcast is brought to you by Franklin Madison Advisors, Inc. Franklin Madison Advisors is a registered investment advisor firm with its registration and principal place of business in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. This commentary and forecast are limited to the dissemination of general information pertaining to Franklin Madison Advisors investment advisory services and general economic and market conditions and are subject to change without notice. The information shared today is not intended to be personal, legal, investment, or tax advice, or a solicitation to buy or sell any security or engage in a particular investment strategy. For additional information about Franklin Madison Advisors, including fees and services, please contact Franklin Madison Advisors or refer to the investment advisor public disclosure.